I'd like to first introduce Aaron Turner. He's 27 years old, and he's from Colorado Springs. Come tell us how God has had mercy on you, Aaron.
Hello, everyone. I'm honored, blessed to be here, and I just thank God for bringing me here to this point. So just briefly, from Colorado Springs, Colorado, was not born into a Christian home. Due to that, growing up, I was always seeking and searching for truth, belonging, but I was always looking in the wrong places. And, I was a child, I suffered from seizure disorder growing up, and that left me without friends. It left me just hard time learning, and I ended up turning to drugs and alcohol for comfort. And when I found them, I remember the very first time I used, I thought I had found what I was looking for all my life. And I said to myself, all right, I'm going to self-medicate with this bring myself to what I thought was normal. And for a while, it actually worked, I thought to myself. The Lord, looking back now, I see that He had a plan for me. And that was not it. And through a series of events, institutions, getting kicked out of school, military boarding schools, all kinds of things like that. The Lord brought me to a place where I became homeless in Colorado Springs, Colorado, which is a terrible situation to be in, especially in the middle of winter up there. And so in desperation, through all of this, I had burnt all the bridges to relationships I had had. God hemmed me in on all sides, and I went into a Christian program up there, I encountered the Lord supernaturally. There's no other way I can explain it other than similar to when Jesus healed the blind man, and they asked him how it was so. He's been blind since birth, and how did it happen? He said, he said, I was blind, but now I see. And that was the same thing that happened to me. And it was amazing. God reached out through time and space and showed me truth. But when I went back out into the world, I was not equipped to understand spiritual warfare and what that meant. So like a dog returns to his vomit, I returned to what I knew. And I just became consumed once again with things of the world. And through another series of events, had to beat the pride out of me, and I kept thinking I could do this life on my own and find success and meaning other ways apart from Him. And I found Justin's place. I had gotten married back in 2015 to a wonderful Christian woman that has a heart for the Lord. And that's when I was clean and sober. That's when I was clean and sober. When I turned back to just my drugs and alcohol, things quickly spiraled out of control. I ended up getting Baker acted the beginning of this year. And I had to make a decision to come into Justin's place to reorient my life. And once again, seek the Lord. And, the joy of my salvation has returned. The Lord has opened up doors and opportunities and places that I didn't think were possible before. There's just a peace inside of me now that I just can't explain. It surpasses all understanding. And there's nothing now that can take this away from me. My faith has developed and grown in such a way, just all thanks to God and what He's done for me. There's restoration with my wife. That relationship I thought was completely destroyed. I thought there was going to be no way that was going to be a possibility at all. But all thanks to God and the work that He's done in each one of our hearts. Since I've been in the program, He's restoring that. and just there's joy and peace every single day. You know, there's the trials and tribulations, but God is working through me and in me to give me the power through His grace to overcome those things. And just nothing but good things now. You know, grateful. Thank you.